with another episode of Complete Circle Podcast. It's your girl, Sam. All right, so I feel like, you know, it's been a little bit. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm as consistent with uploading these episodes lately, but it's okay. God is good because we still get her done, okay? And that's all that really matters. Today, I have a very important message for anybody and everybody who is listening right now. And I'm here to tell you, stop blocking your blessings, period. Stop standing in your own way. A lot of the time, I feel like as individuals, as people, we have a tendency to blame and point fingers and try to use excuses and so many reasons as to why we're not where we want to be. So many excuses and reasons and fingers pointed to things and people to try to justify why we're still stuck and stagnant. Why we haven't achieved the goals that we've set for ourselves. When in reality, when you really take the time and look at it, baby, the only person who's standing in your way and stopping you from getting to where you want to be and doing what you want to do is you. It's you. It's nobody else. Nobody else's fault. Nobody else is doing but your own. And that might be a harsh truth to face, but I feel like a lot of people need to hear that. A lot of people need to hear it. Because it's so easy. It's so easy to continue to allow those reasons and those things to take over and to not really face the reality and the truth of why you're really still where you are and nowhere further. And a lot of the times as well, it's fear, it's doubt, it's anxiety, it's worry. It is not believing in yourself. It's so many different things that we allow to stand in the way of us really going for what we are more than capable of achieving and obtaining in this life. And a lot of the time, you know, it's like, oh, why God? Like, why am I not where I want to be? Or why am I still in this position? Or why this and why that? And the whole time, God is waiting on you to do what you need to do because he already done did what he did, what he needed to do. Like, a lot of the time, it's so funny. Like, we will be sitting and waiting on God and wondering why he hasn't moved yet. And the whole time, he's looking at us like, I've set you up. I've given you what you need. It's literally in you. I have shown you what you need to do. You are the one that is not moving. You are the one that is afraid to take the next step. You are the one that is still making excuses and still allowing yourself to struggle where you are because you will not get out of your own way. And you are blocking the blessings that he has for you because of those very things, reasons, and excuses. And it's so crazy because we don't really take the time to stop and think about that. And I keep saying we, because when I talk about these things, it's heavy on the me too. It's not just y'all. It's not just anybody who's listening. It's heavy on me too. And I speak from a very personal place and knowing these things and having experienced these things because it's just like, that's been a lot of the moments I've had in my life. It's not an anybody else thing. It's not even a God thing. It's a me thing. It's a me thing where I have to really take the time to sit back and reflect and be really honest with myself on the reasons why I'm really not where I want to be versus what I keep telling myself versus what I would like the reasons to be, but they're actually not. And again, like I said, it's so easy to do that. It's easy to point fingers. It's easy to blame. It's easy to, you know, deflect and project. but to really sit and be honest and take ownership and accountability for the fact that it all really falls back on you, that's not easy. It is not easy at all. And it's a hard pill to swallow when you come to that realization and you see that it's like, wow, all this time, it was really me. All this time, I could have done so many things. I could have been so much further, and I stood in my own way. And while you're standing in your own way and blocking your own blessings that God literally cannot wait to give you, you lose sight of what you're supposed to be doing, the purpose you're supposed to be walking in, the things you're supposed to be accomplishing along the way, the people you're supposed to encounter along the way. You hinder all of those things because you just won't get out of your own way. And it's so crazy to think and come to realize, but it's necessary. And honestly, it's okay. You know, it's okay. It's not a beat yourself up. It's not a, oh my gosh, wow, damn. You know, it's not a woe is me moment. It's a, oh, so that's what this really is. I say less. Now I'm about to do what I gotta do. Now I'm about to get down to business. Now I'm gonna figure out how I'm about to get out of my own way and stop blocking my own blessings, because it's about time. It's about time to move past all those fears, those worries, those excuses, and do what needs to be done. Because I could sit here and I could continue to go over and over and over again about all the ways that I stopped myself from being the best me and doing all the best things, but then that just wastes more time and delays more of what you need to be working towards accomplishing. So it's pointless. It really is. So instead of sitting there wallowing in that fact, in that harsh reality, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do for yourself in order to get out of your own way? How are you going to take initiative? How are you going to put those words, those thoughts into action and be more proactive instead of reactive? And those are really the questions that you have to ask yourself in those moments and in the process of trying to get out of your own way and stop hindering what God has already planned and purposed for you. Because at the end of the day, it's already said and done. Honey, it is written, okay? Like, it's done. So now it's up to you to walk into that and to walk in that. And believing that you can get there. Because that lack of belief, let me tell you something. That lack of belief in yourself will really, it is detrimental. It is detrimental to your ability to succeed and really do what you need to do. Because it's all great for everybody else to believe in you, to cheer you on. Yeah, yeah, you could do it. Yeah, yeah, big up you and all of that. But it's something really different when you believe in yourself. When you get out of your own way and you start seeing your capability to do great things, to achieve and accomplish far beyond what you ever thought or imagined, like, they better get out your way. That's all I have to say. Like, whoever is in the way needs to move, because when you come to that place and you have that for yourself, it don't matter if people are or aren't supporting you, cheering you on, encouraging you. You'll have it in yourself to keep going. And along the way, you'll find all of that. You'll get all of that. Everything that's meant to be along the way in the process and the journey will come. But you yourself need to first believe and know that you can and you will. And it's hard.
You know, I'm not gonna sit here and all these things that I'm saying for a second try to make it seem like it's easy to get out your own way. Especially if you've been in your own way for so long, it's not gonna be easy. And it's not going to happen overnight. Not at all. So what it really comes down to is, again, just being willing to take the steps to start. Because if you don't, and you just allow yourself to stay stuck or stagnant or whatever it is, you're gonna look back years down the road and you're gonna regret what you didn't do, what you could have done, what you allowed your fear, your anxiety, and all of these things to keep you from doing. And you know what's worse than that fear and that anxiety and all those things? It's the regret of what we didn't do, or what we failed to even attempt to do, because we allowed all of these things to stand in our way. And most importantly, because we allowed ourselves to stand in our own way. So I think what it really comes down to is, take a second, maybe more than a second, but take time to really think about it. Look at your life. Are you where you want to be? Or are you moving? Let me not say are you where you want to be, because I don't feel like we're ever really there. Like, we never really arrive. It's a continuous process and journey. And, you know, you got to keep doing it and keep going. But more so, are you proactively taking steps towards working to get to where it is that you know you want to be? Are you being purposeful? Are you taking initiative? Or are you standing in your own way? And if you are, then you have to really be honest with yourself as to why. And figuring out what's behind that. Because there's always something behind it. You know, there's always a reason as to why we are the way we are, why we do what we do, why we allow certain things to impact us the way it does. So it's not just simply, you know, it's not always as simple as some of the things that I said. Sometimes it goes a lot deeper and we don't even realize it. Because sometimes it's really subconsciously that you're keeping yourself stuck, or that you're keeping yourself stagnant, or that you're allowing, you know, that to be the reason why you don't try or you don't work towards anything. And you have to really dig deep and find the root of what that is, because if you don't, then you're always just going to find yourself in the same place. So when it comes to those things, it's always important to find the root. Like, what is the why? Like, why am I standing in my way? Why am I blocking my own blessings? Where does that come from? What is at the center of that? And when you figure that out and you start addressing that and you start working on that, then you slowly start to see those results showing in the way that you shift and in the way that you begin to move forward and you begin to actually take those steps that you needed to take and that you weren't in a place to yet take because of this very thing that you never processed or looked at or addressed. So that part is really important. And again, it takes being really honest with yourself and being willing to go there, wherever there is, and working through that and working on that. Because you can avoid it. You can run from it. You can suppress it. You can do whatever you think feels good and comfortable. But let me tell you something, and I say this to my clients all the time, what you don't deal with will always, always deal with you. Whether you want it to or not,
It will always come up. It will always show up. It will always do whatever it needs to do in order for you to finally come face to face with it and finally do what is necessary to work through it and to be able to move forward from it. So yeah, really reflect and process and take inventory. Because it could be in different places in your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be an overarching picture. It doesn't have to be the whole of your life where you are standing in your own way or blocking your own blessings. It could be in one particular place. It could be career-wise. Not taking that next step for that next opportunity. Not being willing to elevate or, you know, take a risk. Putting yourself out there. It could be in, you know, your business. It could be in a project or something that you want to start that you're hesitant to start. It could be going for a certification, a license. It could be anything, literally anything. It could be in your role as a mother. It could be in your role as a daughter, a sister. It could be in so many different ways. But that's up to you to figure out and pinpoint and really be honest about. Because no one else can tell you except you. Only you can figure out and see for yourself, like, in this certain area, I know that I can be doing better, or I know that I can be so much farther, but there's something in me that is allowing me to keep myself stuck, to keep myself complacent with what I have versus what I know that I can gain or obtain by getting out of my own way. And again, like, God already has his best prepared for you. Any, period. For us, okay? He already has his best prepared. Like I said, it's already said and done. It's already written. He's just waiting for you to believe and trust and take that step and go through that journey and go through that process. And getting out of your own way is going to be scary because it's been familiar, it's been easy, it's been comfortable. So of course it's going to feel scary, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to feel great at all times, but just know the reward on the other side of allowing yourself to get uncomfortable, allowing yourself to take the risk and, you know, do it even with the fear, do it with the anxiety, do it with the worry and the doubt, do it despite it, whatever you have to say to be able to just do it. And just know that you're gonna have to embrace the discomfort. You're gonna have to accept what it feels like, even if it doesn't feel good. And that's a part of that belief and looking past what may seem like it's right in front of you. But beyond that, there's something else that you can't see and that you can't get to if you keep standing in your own way. And it's okay to fall. It's okay to be scared. It's okay if things don't work out the first time or the second time. If it takes you a couple tries, that's fine. That's fine. Because at least you're doing it. At least you're trying. At least you're working towards it. At least you're being proactive. At least you're not keeping yourself stuck. And that is at the core of it. So yeah, the journey, the process, it's gonna look like what it looks like, and it's gonna be what it's gonna be. Just don't forget why you're doing it. Just don't forget what's on the other side of getting uncomfortable, getting out of your own way, and not hindering yourself, and not blocking the blessings that are waiting for you. Because if you don't step into it, if you don't do it, somebody else gonna do it. But they won't do it the way that you would. They won't step into it the way that you would step into it. They won't walk in it the way that you gonna walk in it. So whatever it is, whatever the reasoning, whatever is at the core and the root of why you're struggling to get out of your own way, dig deep. Figure it out. And do the work. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be so worth it. And you're going to be so surprised at yourself and realizing what you're actually capable of doing when you allow yourself to move and work towards that thing. So I feel like this episode was more of an encouragement and a push for whoever needs it. And like I said, when I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to me too, okay? So I hope that whoever hears this takes this and that it helps them in some way, shape, or form. And that you can apply it to yourself in the way that you see fit. And most importantly, I hope it blesses y'all. Because that is the purpose. And again, I appreciate y'all for listening. And as always, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Until next time.